For $10,099, Patrick Shields, south of Road 358, east of Holly Terrace, Lot 14, within Holly Ridge Terrace Development. A variance, seeking a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
State your name and address, please.
Colleen Shields, 1309 West 9th Street, Wilmington, Delaware, 19806.
And if I'm not mistaken, you're an attorney?
That is correct.
Okay, you need not take the oath.
I'm not here as an attorney, though. I'm just here on behalf of the...
You get that benefit like the other attorneys that work here in...
Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm here on behalf of my parents, Patrick and Dorothy Shields. They own a property here in Sussex County. They have since 1976. They currently reside full-time in Wilmington, but their plan, they're in their 70s, is to retire here to the beach house in Sussex County. Currently, on the lot, there is a double-wide mobile home that encroaches into a cul-de-sac. The road was developed by the county, but they never developed the cul-de-sac, and the current mobile home encroaches by, I think, 35 feet into the cul-de-sac. The plan is to demolish the current mobile home and construct a home on the property. It'll be a vast improvement to the property. It won't interfere with the rights of any of the adjacent property owners. They're the last lot on the street. It's a corner lot with lagoon on both sides of it. The way the property, if you can see, I think there are maps attached to the application. The way that the lot is designed with that cul-de-sac makes it a unique and difficult property to develop otherwise. That's why I think it ended up with the current mobile home encroaching into that cul-de-sac. So the we're looking for the variance to for the front setback lines, and the reason that we don't want to put it closer to the back lagoon is because if you see on the drawing of the proposed property, there are stairs leading from the back porch, and my mom has Alzheimer's and my dad has a prosthetic leg from a work accident, so our concern was that we would rather go close, a little closer to the front, so that we don't have them so close to the lagoon in the back.
The consideration, of course, is the zero setback because of already crossed the line.
Right, from the front.
So it's what you're considering is a zero variance.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Hearing none? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Other than me.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve $10,099 as it will be a definite improvement to the property, and it's highly likely that the cul-de-sac will never be built.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to move that we approve it as it will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. It will improve it.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 10,099.
Thank
All
you.
Those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you very much. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, ma'am. Case